Fred Film Radio.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2019 EastDoc platform, and I'm very pleased to be joined by Frederic Dubois. Thank you very much for joining us.
Yes, hi, thank you. Thank you for being here.
Frederic Dubois is a producer and a transmedia expert. We're actually recording this interview right after a lecture he held here at the EastDoc platform. Perhaps that would be actually a good question to start off the interview with. What was the lecture about?
The lecture was called Impact is Not Impact, and the provocative title was basically to trigger a discussion on how to measure impact and how to think about impact. And when I say impact, I mean by that like the social impact of documentary projects. I mean, as a practitioner of documentary film myself, and more specifically of interactive and transmedia documentary, I was confronted very often with this question coming from funders or commissioning editors or different stakeholders asking the question, yeah, but what is the impact of your production? And what they had in mind was not what I had in mind. So what they had in mind was more questions of number of people seeing a production, number of downloads, the commercial aspect of the production. And what I had in mind, or what I think we as documentary makers should keep in mind, is to have more of a definition of impact that takes into account the numbers. So you do want to reach a certain number of viewers, and you do want a certain number of viewers, and you do also want to have engagement in your work, so people engaging with the documentary material. But you you also might have other impact goals. For instance, you want to have internal goals for your team. You want to make sure that people learn through the production process. You want to create more consciousness. You want to, you know, all these different impact elements that are very hard to measure, but that are maybe as important as the more quantitative ones.
Right. Is there a risk, perhaps, in thinking too much about that impact of people who the work reaches and stuff like that?
Yeah, there is a risk that you end up taking this as a religion, yeah. That you end up really just thinking about where your material lands even before you've had time to look at your material and focus on your material. So you're not, there is a risk of not being naively with your in your creative process. Yeah. It is a challenge, but I would put it the other way around. There's I think more of a risk of not tackling this issue of impact at all in a production, and then later on realizing that, okay, I should have thought about the community I want to reach before, for very simple questions of funding, for instance. When you're doing an interactive piece, particularly, it's not cheaper than a documentary film, so you do need some budget, and you'll see right away when you're asking for funds or when you're looking for media partners, for instance, they will ask the question, and you need a good answer to that.
Right, and just to make sure that our listeners have a fair idea of what we're talking about when we mention the words, which we've mentioned a few times already in this interview, interactive and transmedia. I mean, what does that mean?
So interactive documentary, there are different forms, but mainly we're talking about web-based documentary material that can be seen in a non-linear fashion that you can explore, or that has, for instance, another example would be a documentary that is organized in the form of a game where you have to reach different levels. You have a detective question, or you have a, something you're looking for in the documentary, like a goal. It's different forms of interactive storytelling, using influences from literature, using influences from the gaming sector and so on. And when we say transmedia, we mean by that more a story that evolves on different platforms. So you have a story that is not just told as a film, but it's actually told in social media, and then influenced by the public, and then told then again in a book, an online book, and then eventually in an interactive documentary, for instance, or in with VR goggles.
Sure.
So the technology kind of changes, but the main idea behind it is that you can tell a story with different media and being open to these different forms. These different new forms, we call them new, but they're not very new. The web has been around for 25 years. The commercial web has been around for 20 years. So there's nothing new about it. It just opens up new, or not new, but other possibilities of interacting with material, with other people also watching a documentary.
I want to also ask you a more general, perhaps, question in this, and regarding this. Do you think that it benefits, this evolution of technology benefits documentary more than fiction somehow, or not?
I wouldn't take a clear stand on that. I'm not the best person to ask when it comes to fiction, because I'm really more coming from a journalistic side, and I like fiction.
Journalism isn't fiction. Come on.
Well, yeah, you're right. There is some fiction about journalism too, but there are some clear codes that. That when we say documentary, yes, I think in certain respects, when you're doing documentary, you're anyway already in a quite open mode, because you don't know what to expect. You don't know how your protagonist is going to evolve. Yeah. When you're doing fiction, you have a tendency to control much more what's going to happen, because also the production budgets are way bigger in general. And so you need to make sure that, what's happening on the set is really something you control. Now, documentary is much more open and experiential in its essence. So maybe this is why, this technological change is being appropriated by documentary makers in maybe more creative fashion. But then again, late in the game, you will have things like Netflix producing, first interactive films, fiction films, and probably having a way bigger quantitative impact than what we ever had with our interactive documentaries, on the quantitative aspect. Yeah.
That's very interesting. I think we could talk about it for hours and still trying to make it, the best way to figure out what's going to happen is to make it happen, I think. But I wanted to talk about perhaps one of the projects that you're working on at the moment, which I read about. It's called Field Trip, and I wonder if you wanted to mention a few things about that.
Field Trip is an interactive documentary. It's a project that will be published in association with a daily newspaper called Tagesspiegel in German, and it's a project about a place. So our main protagonist is not a person, but this place in the middle of Berlin, which is called the Tempelhof Field. And it was a former airport with a very mixed history. The Nazis built the airport during the Cold War period. There was an airlift. The Americans and British, brought in a lot of food and coal and so on to save the population of West Berlin, and then again later in the process, way later, there's a lot of people that came in through the last migration wave, a lot of Syrian refugees. So 7,000 refugees were in the hangars of this place. So I'm trying to tell you in a nutshell, but anyway, this place is very interesting, and so we found 20 protagonists, 20 people who are telling us the larger story of Tempelhof.
Is there any way that people can find out more about this project right now?
Yeah, it's fieldtrip.berlin.
Okay, great. Thank you very much for joining us. It was a pleasure talking with you.
Thank you.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.